There have been calls from politicians to introduce a religious discrimination act to give voice to those who follow a religion. But there have been many concerns raised about whether the act could be a smokescreen for further discrimination or if it's beneficial to Australia as an addition to current laws. Associate Professor Luke Beck is a constitutional law expert from Monash University. The Wise Mariah Lattis asked him about the impact a new act would have.
The idea is that that would complement the existing federal discrimination laws like the Racial Discrimination Act, the Sex Discrimination Act, and the Age Discrimination Act. However, despite the fact that we don't have a federal religious discrimination act by that name, we already have federal laws in the Federal Fair Work Act that prohibit religious discrimination in employment contexts, and most states and territories also have their own state-based anti-discrimination laws that prohibit religious discrimination in employment and in the provision of goods and services, except for New South Wales and South Australia.
Why do people think that having the act is necessary?
The best argument is to have nationally consistent rules across the whole country about when religious discrimination is prohibited, in the same way that we have nationally consistent laws about when racial discrimination or sex discrimination or age discrimination is prohibited. And generally speaking, nobody has any real objection to that idea. The issue is not so much banning religious discrimination. The issue is what else might the politicians try and put in a religious discrimination act. And politicians like Federal Cabinet Minister Dan Tehan in a recent speech suggested that you might go beyond just banning religious discrimination and that you might include in a religious discrimination act rules that override other anti-discrimination laws at both federal and state level, such as discrimination against people on the basis of their gender or on the basis of their sexuality or on the basis of their marital status, for example, if they're divorced or whatever, and say that people who have religious objections to any of those things are entitled to engage in discrimination if they have a genuine religious motivation. The concern is, would it allow people to do things that are actually already illegal in most cases in the name of religion?
In regards to people that want the act, why are they advocating for it? Is there a discrimination problem that people want solved?
No, and this is a very interesting thing. In recent media interviews, the federal politicians who've been sort of calling for a religious discrimination act, the journalists have asked them, can you give us some examples of religious discrimination happening? Why do we need this now? And people like Liberal Senator James Patterson say, you know, there haven't been any cases of religious discrimination. This isn't about solving an actual problem that exists. It's about reassuring people that this sort of thing won't happen in the future. And then they go on and talk about things like people of religious backgrounds feeling that their voices aren't being heard sufficiently loudly in the public sphere. And so they go on to sort of talk about things other than religious discrimination. And that's where some people have concerns about what their real motivations are in talking about this.
Associate Professor Luke Beck from Monash University, ending that report by The Wise Mariah Lattis.